Brazil's Supreme Court has cleared the way for the former solicitor Michael Lynn to be returned to Ireland. Mr. Lynn faces a string of charges relating to the collapse of his property empire back in 2007. On the line from Brasilia is Tom Hennigan. He's the Latin America correspondent for the Irish Times. Tom, will you remind us, for how long has Michael Lynn been living in Brazil?
He arrived in Brazil by the end of 2011 when he started registering his property. He bought a property in the suburb of Sao Paulo. We know he was definitely in the country with his wife by 2012. They had a child here, which secured them permanent residency. And he was living, teaching English in the city of Recife in the northeast of the country, quietly until August of last year, when he was arrested by Brazilian police on foot of an arrest warrant from Interpol.
Bring us forward then to yesterday. What reasons did the judges give for their decision?
It was actually quite a resounding victory for the Irish authorities. The court accepted their claim that there was more than enough evidence to charge Michael Lynn in Ireland with a series of crimes. Because of the differences between the Brazilian and the Irish legal system, some of the charges that the Irish authorities had presented to Brazil were left out of the extradition. That is, that when if the Irish government accept the conditions of the court, they will not be able to process Lynn for forgery or false representation of documents. But on the main charges that he was basically involved in theft, that they can process him for that. And the Irish government had spent a long and detailed process putting together the case against Lynn, and having put it together, then translating it into a form that the Brazilian authorities could accept. Because number one, Brazil is a very different legal system to Ireland, and number two, there's no extradition treaty between the two countries. Lynn's defence tried to say that the Irish had made many errors, that the case that was being presented against Lynn did not hold up under Brazilian law, but the court threw out those arguments.
Is there any further line of appeal open to Michael Lynn, or is this the end of the line?
This is the end of the line. It's Brazil's top court. The vote was unanimous. It was a panel of four judges. Typically there was five, but one was absent. So the four judges all unanimously voted to extradite him. What his defence can do is, the judgment was published by the Supreme Court overnight. They now have 5 working days in which they can ask the court for clarification on the decision. But all that would do is delay Lynn's return to Ireland and prolong his stay in what is quite a grim, overcrowded Brazilian prison. There's no way he can actually appeal the decision. He can just ask for clarification on why the Supreme Court has decided to send him back to Ireland.
When is he likely to be on his way back to Ireland then?
In Brazil, you always have to be careful, particularly in legal matters, about putting any kind of hard deadlines on decisions like this. But the lawyer representing the Irish government after the case said that while it was unlikely he would return before the end of the year, he thought that it was more than reasonable to expect by the end of January, he would be sent back to Ireland.
Tom, thank you very much. Tom Hennigan there, who's the Latin America correspondent for the Irish Times.